Ladies and gentlemen.
Vegas, are you with me out there?
Welcome to the Chet Buchanan Show.
Woo-hoo! Here we go on Wednesday already.
I know.
I love that. I do love that it's Wednesday already.
Mm-hmm.
Today's
same.
The 13th day of August, 2025. She is Michaela Gordon. He is Adrian Hernandez. Chet Buchanan Show brought to you by Ruby's Shake Shop, the District of Green Valley Ranch. Says here on Green Valley Ranch Parkway next to the district.
Nice.
Okay. Their grand opening is tomorrow. Starts at 9 o'clock in the morning. Ribbon cutting with City of Henderson officials will show up for that.
Fun.
It'll be nice. It'll be a big deal. They'll make a big deal out of it.
I like those little ribbon cuttings.
I'm a little bummed I'm not hosting.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? They don't need me out there. Yeah, and then first 50 in the door get a free meal. They're going to do drawings for free burgers for a year.
Oh, that's cool.
Prize wheel.
Prize wheel.
No, it's going to be great. You know how I know this is good, too? Remember I told you before, I know the guy. I didn't realize when this all started.
Yeah.
That I knew the one guy, Ken Rubino.
Yeah.
The other, his partners are the Micotrados. The Micotrados are the ones who brought Raising Cane's to Las Vegas.
Oh, nice. Also, Micotrados is a cool last name.
It's a cool last name, and they're the greatest people.
Yeah, oh, that's awesome.
I don't know which of them. I believe Justin is involved, one of the brothers.
Yeah.
Is involved, and then there's Papa Joe, and then there's Brother Joe.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know if they're involved. I imagine the parents are involved, because they just are.
Yeah, yeah. A nice family business. Love it.
And just honestly, the greatest of people.
Yeah, so, right.
Anyway, Ruby's Shake Shop, excited for it. Just looking at the menu and stuff. Yep, burgers, sandwiches, hot dogs.
Yeah.
Salads.
Who's going to a burger joint for salads?
I wasn't going to say
it. I know, and I wasn't either. And then I was like,
kind about it. Yeah. Yeah, I'm not, you know, they're not even open yet, and you're already, you know. What are you doing?
I know. The burgers are just too good. Just eat the burger.
Yeah. Yeah, but, you know, something for everyone.
Something for everyone.
Something for everybody to be involved with the burger. Oh, I can't go there. I'm watching my girlish figure. Yes, you can.
Yes, you can.
You know, and you know how it works. Well, I don't want my own fries. I'm just going to have a few of yours. Oh, and the next thing you know.
Mm-hmm. Queen of it. Lisa's like, do you want fries? I'm like, never. And then I eat all of hers. And she's like, please stop doing that. Now she just orders them.
No, you know what was awful about that? My father. Uh-huh. When I was a child. I believe he was the first. You know, at some point in every young man's life, you stand up to your father. You know what I mean?
It was the fries that did it.
You assert your manhood. Yeah, I was about six. I think I wanted to throw hands. Oh. I recall. I wasn't. You know how usually when you're a kid, something goes sideways, you cry.
Yeah.
No, I was pissed. I wanted to fight.
Listen, fries are good.
Yeah,
good
man.
For you for standing
up
for yourself.
These are my fries. And I remember I looked at him and I go, if you wanted fries, why didn't you order fries? And I realized I had gone too far.
Ooh,
you know, you don't speak.
Nah, I like
you
that.
You don't speak to. Of course you do. You're mouthy.
Uh-huh.
You like it. You like that. You like that kind of conflict.
Yeah.
Really? Your kid talks to you like that? You're going to go, that a boy, son.
It depends if I'm in the wrong. If I'm taking his fries knowing that I should have just bought my own because I was hungry. I'm like, good for you. Stand for yourself.
He might have given you life, but fries are fries, and you got to protect them at all costs.
My kid's like, Dad, you're lying. I'm like, you know what? You are. I am. So I apologize. Let's reverse this situation.
So, I don't mind that. No, it was bad. I was disrespectful.
Aw, I like that.
Sitting here with my
hand. Yeah, you're still thinking about it all these years later.
I
you feel bad.
I got my hand on my hip right now. I don't know what I am.
The trauma we're uncovering to start the show. I love this.
Is that what it is? You do. What are you? Are you conflict guy today? Is that what it is?
No.
You're coming in hot.
We're opening up. I love this. This is great.
We're opening up.
Talk about my parenting, your childhood. This is great.
We're kind of always open.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but this feels different. This feels like we're uncovering some trauma, and I like this.
Psycho.
You're making me uncomfortable right now. I don't know what.
That's okay. Sometimes I feel uncomfortable.
That's okay.
You're uncomfortable. God. That's how we open up.
This one's going to be a problem today. I can see
it. Loki, you're for it.
This one over here is going to be a problem today. And I like it. I like all of it. It's okay.
Just know for the next 4 hours, Chet, it's a safe space.
I'm strapping in. No, no. It's the, oh, no. What's the opposite of space? Safe space. Space safe. Because whatever he just said is the opposite. No way. I feel threatened. All right. Cool. Oh, well, thank God Michaela's taking boxing class today.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, just in case I need to.
What brought this on?
You know, I took boxing classes a couple of years ago. Loved it. It was so much fun. Then I stopped. And then I was like, why? I found this coach. I like him so much. So we have our first boxing lesson today. I'm 5'1". Oh,
so you took from somebody else, you took it?
Yeah, a couple of years ago.
And then this one you just stumbled on.
Yes, but I have a couple of girlfriends that see him too. And they're like, yeah, he's awesome. Just makes you feel tougher and stronger. Sure. So I'm going to go have my first lesson with him today. Pretty excited.
When they started doing UFC Fit gyms.
Oh,
remember
yeah.
That? Remember when those started happening? And I had done UFC Fit, but when you do it at home, you know, remember when you used to get DVDs PX90 or whatever
that
was?
Yeah, yeah,
90X.
Minute abs?
P90X. Yeah, that's what it was. And, you know, everybody always had all those things.
Yeah.
So then one of our, and he was a brand new sales guy here, said we should get them to advertise. Great. We'll go and take one of their classes. Mm-hmm. So it was like kickboxing.
Yeah, it was like hardcore cardio with like
This was
muscles.
The part we didn't quite know.
Oh.
And so we walk in there and I wasn't in particularly good. I don't know that I've ever been in particularly good shape. Since high school, you know, maybe.
Yeah.
When I played sports. But we go in there. And immediately, the first thing when we walk in the door, I see this sign or this t-shirt.
Uh-huh.
And it says, my warm-up is your workout.
Oh, God.
And I'm like, okay.
Yeah, sure, buddy.
I go, that's good. I like that kind of attitude. I was like, okay, I enjoy that.
Supportive.
We get in there and we start doing the thing. And yeah, and we're going at it. And I'm going probably 3/4 because I realize there's a long way to go.
Yeah.
Which is against what I, you know, usually I'm an all in.
Yeah, yeah, but you gotta pace it.
So I'm kind of going 3/4 speed and getting after it. All of a sudden, I see the sales guy who's taking the class with me. Uh-huh. We're in a group. We might be, I don't know, there might have been two other guys and like 12 women in the course.
Uh-huh.
And everybody's doing fine. Guy next to me, the sales guy, he all of a sudden he's like, I can't do this. And he goes in the corner, throws up in the garbage can.
Oh, gosh.
Really good look.
Yeah.
You know, to be the guy from the radio station. But, and I'm like, oh, no. So now I got to turn it up just a little bit.
Yeah.
Right? Because now I feel obligated.
Yeah.
Because this guy's
man
already
down.
Literally tapped out,
mm-hmm.
you know, just to use the terminology. Yeah. He's tapped out and he's thrown up in front of all these people.
Oh, God.
Like, can't even make it to the bathroom, which is right next to the garbage can.
Uh-huh.
And it's not a very big garbage can either, which was the other thing.
Oh, poor guy.
No, might as well have been a Dixie cup.
Yeah.
Great. And then I'm gassed. Finally, the guy goes, yeah, okay, no, that's good. Everybody stop, you know, stop now. Take a breather. Like, whoo. And that's the end of the warm-up. And it was like, oh, my God.
With the first pick. It's the first pick on the Chet Buchanan Show.
First pick.
Okay, let's start off.
On 98.5 KLUC.
Ready for this? There's an app now that's catching fire in Europe.
Okay.
Average wedding costs about $33,000. Just shy of $300 per guest.
Uh-huh.
In general. There's a lot of different wedding hacks. Mm-hmm. On TikTok, it's... Oh,
yeah, God. But it's still expensive. When Lisa and I wanted to get married, it was too much.
But if you end up falling down that rabbit hole, your timeline, the algorithm will flood you. But there's a lot of different hacks out there that claim that they'll make it cheaper. But it's mostly like $20 here and $20 there. You know that kind of
thing. Uh-huh.
So this app, like I said, this influencer that was based in Utah, I saw them 2 weeks ago.
Okay.
Maybe. Selling tickets to their wedding. before you get triggered, this is not intended for your loved ones. Although I would like to present another side to that. I think it should be for your loved ones, and I'll tell you why in a minute.
Okay.
You're selling tickets to strangers, to people who want to crash your wedding. You choose how many tickets you want to make available. Paying ticket holders can come, mingle with guests, join the happy event. So you'd have actual wedding crashers who are actually paying to be there. Okay, that I'm not crazy about.
First reaction, again, I'm like, what? Yeah,
just we'll all do it together in a minute. But there's always people you don't know. Okay. I'll just throw this out there.
Okay.
Okay. Charge a premium price, like $200.
Uh-huh.
And if the venue's cool, $500. You know what I mean?
Sure.
Great. You want to go? You got to pay.
Okay.
That's the deal.
Mm-hmm.
So, Michaela, there would be people who would do it. They would come to your wedding. They would buy tickets to your wedding.
Man, I don't know if they would.
Whatever.
I see what you're saying.
And you should say that. I should say this. You know what I mean? Like, this is how it should go. But I really think you should charge your family. And I think there's a way out. I think there's a way that this all works.
Dude, it's blowing my mind. More I'm listening to you, I'm like, wait, what? Okay.
And now, usually when I say stuff out loud, I go, well, that's a dumb idea. You know how many times I've gone, now that I say it out loud, I'm not so sure.
Uh-huh.
Now that I'm saying it out loud, I've never been more sure. Okay? So 702-364-9898. Caller number 25. Janet Jackson tickets for you. Resorts World Theater. Sunday, September 14th. Because we have to bribe you to call. It's so pathetic. It's just...
Do it for Janet.
God. You know, I love you guys. And sometimes I'm resentful. Just saying, you should call just to talk with your friends. Just get a little vibe going early in the morning. But if we've got to bribe you with Janet Jackson tickets, well, so be it.
Yeah, we're not above that.
Not at all. call it number 25. 702-364-9898. The first pick right now.
In the morning. The Jeff Buchanan Show.
I got you in the morning.
Wake up.
In the morning.
This is 98.5 KLUC.
By the way, we were just briefly recapping the events of Monday when Michaela almost died on the way to work because some guy blew a tire and she ran over the tire shreds.
Yeah.
And it destroyed her lovely Finley Nissan that she was supposed to return that day to them.
Dude.
And then and it was the first time anything like this has happened.
Yeah.
To Michaela. In this industry.
Yeah.
And so I could tell her until I was blue in the face that everything was going to be just fine. But then there were other people who were coming in that were like, oh, the car's ruined. Oh, the insurance. And it's like, that's not how any of this works.
Yeah.
JB and I, our boss, Corner Office JB, former afternoon drive time disc jockey on this fine radio station for over two decades. We howled because it was like, we both know a DJ who had a deal like yours.
Yeah.
Hey, this is, you know, Skippy in the morning, you know, and I'm for blah, 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 Toyota.
Sure.
And got a DUI.
Oh.
You know, there's so many worse things than that led to. We had a promotions guy back in the day when you used to have to put a big antenna up when you would go out to a live broadcast.
Uh-huh.
Remember the drink?
No.
There was the drink and the beach, which of course we all called the biatch. You don't remember the drink or the beach?
But I don't think it's an age thing. I think it's because I was already in California?
No, ma'am. I believe that was right around when you were in high school. But okay. they didn't have clubs. They didn't have clubs in the casinos. The casinos were dead set against nightclubs. Because they felt that it took away from the gambling.
No way.
And by the way, shows were 70 minutes, not a second more. Because get them in, get them out, get them back out to gamble.
Dude, I didn't even know that.
Yeah. So that we had two clubs, the drink and the beach, among other places.
Yeah, yeah.
And one night we were doing a live broadcast and the idiot guy didn't put the antenna down and took it under the, you know, the cover. They call it the porte-cochere.
Yeah.
Yeah, and just ripped the whole thing off. Practically flipped the vehicle over.
Oh my God.
So yours, not a problem.
You're the best.
Not a problem.
Thanks, dude.
All right, let's get to it with First Pick. Brought to you by our buddies at Northwest Career College. Registering now for the fall, giving away a $10,000 scholarship. Find out more. NCCVibe.com. Who's on the phone, Adrian?
That'll be Desiree Leonard from Meadows Mall.
Desiree, are you already married? Des?
Oh, no.
Oh, Des? I'm not sure why Des can't hear us. I'm looking.
Hello?
Yeah, Des, why can't you hear us?
Oh, because I'm trying to navigate and use my phone at the same time.
Well, that's not good. do you need us to let you go?
Here.
I'm not already married.
Okay. Can we have a conversation like on the... First of all, I don't want you to die, and I don't want our show to go into the ditch. So are you cool? Are you locked in with us or no?
I have no idea what I'm calling for.
Well, that's great. Well, why don't we put you on hold and explain it? So, the first pick, 702-364-9898. There's an app in Europe that is taking off in Europe that allows people to sell tickets to the wedding.
Wild.
It's crazy. But it would allow people to crash your wedding if they wanted to pay to do it. Now, there's also different ways. You can approve or deny prospective guests after seeing their profiles.
Okay.
They have to agree to strict rules, dress code, arriving on time, drinking in moderation.
Okay.
No social media sharing without permission.
So you get to vet them a little bit.
A little bit. Wedding planner would iron out the logistical issues like seating and food and all that kind of stuff. And they would even go so far somehow identify these other people so the wedding photographer didn't end up going, God, these people are, they're amazing. And the whole thing ends up being people you don't know.
Oh, my God.
Now, they're saying that it wouldn't be a big deal because a lot of times there's a lot of commingling of groups.
Right.
That you don't know. By the way, give Desiree the Janet Jackson ticket. She rightfully won them.
Copy that.
I'll tell her. Hey, Des, by the way, just because you didn't know doesn't mean you don't win. You got Janet Jackson tickets. Is that okay?
Okay. Yeah, I was so confused.
Well,
that's okay.
I'm just glad it's early.
My favorite part of it is we said all of the words and then you locked in on call now and just did it.
Yeah, that's right.
Which I do appreciate. We do appreciate very much.
So thanks.
So have fun at Janet.
Story of my life.
Ladybug, we'll bring you in on the show another time. It's fine. I think we'd get along fantastic. Don't you?
Yep.
Okay, good.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
She had to think about it.
Yeah, she lives by the Meadows Mall. My kind of gal.
She's like, well, maybe not. But I'm just going to say yes.
And I got the tickets.
Yeah, because I got the tickets. So this whole thing, let me throw this out at you. If this was offered to me, hey, Chet, you want to come to the wedding? Give us $200. And you're free. You don't have to buy a gift. You don't have to do anything else. Just give us the money and walk away.
Uh-huh.
And I would take that deal every single time.
You would?
1,000,000%.
Okay.
I don't want to buy a gift. Because I don't know if it's the right.
Yeah, totally.
I'd rather just give you cash. And I'd rather you tell me how much money will make you happy.
Yeah, I like that too.
If I can do it for two, awesome. If I can do it for 100, even
definitely
even better. But I don't want to have to go to Pottery Barn and get the stupid bread bowl that I don't know if it's going to be great or not.
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
1,000%. I'm still racking my brain if I love the idea or hate the idea. And I feel like now I'm leaning towards loving it, whether I could be a guest or have them come to my wedding. I can't figure out if I like it or not.
It's creepy.
Kind of.
A lot of.
But then if you think about it, you do put it on social media for free, so why not make some money off of it? I mean, not everybody does, but if you want to share your photos, your wedding photo, I don't know. I'm trying to make it make sense.
I'm put yourself in this position.
Okay.
So you're walking, you're walking through.
Yeah.
You're dancing. You're on the dance floor.
Yeah.
You're in the buffet line. Mm-hmm. I don't know.
Yeah.
Who are you? Because at some point, you're going to have a decent idea. Wouldn't you, if you and Lisa had a wedding,
yeah,
right? And you had 200 people there, wouldn't you know everybody there?
Of course. Yeah, or at least I would know their plus one. Like, I would know the main person that then maybe brought the stranger as a date or something.
I'd still like to believe that we'd run across them at some place.
Yeah.
Someplace, some point.
Mm-hmm.
Spicy guy.
I think it's a little weird. I wouldn't do it. Just on the vetting process, like, from my interpretation of what I know, is that weddings are stressful enough. And to be like, well, who are these people that bought tickets? Like, what's their story? What's their vibe? What are they doing here? Why?
Okay, now think of the stand. Think of the stand that A goes, oh my God, it's Michaela's wedding. I want to go. And then you get rejected. You get rejected.
Yeah.
You already know where it's going to be. You know all the details. Maybe they don't give you the venue.
Until it's confirmed.
No, the idea was they could charge more if it's a cool venue.
But you know what? As someone who loves weddings, and I genuinely do, and I like the music and the food and they're in love, mm-hmm. I could see maybe why somebody would pay to be a guest at a party.
I do, but imagine this. They don't know you.
I know.
They go, I want to go to Michaela's wedding. And then they get the email back that says, sorry, you're still not invited. All right. You know what? Let's get Jason. Jason's always got great advice.
We love Jason.
We'll get Jason in here really quick, and then we got to go. Jason, thumbs up or thumbs down on this?
You know what? I'm kind of torn. I'm leaning toward both because it's like if you invite all the people you don't know, you can have them at the same table. In the back.
Yes.
So they won't really interfere with the rest of the guests. And honestly, in the climate that we in, inflationary times, I mean, if you invite 20 people, you came ahead. You feel me? So I'm torn because that works. Or on the flip side, you might invite that in serial killer. And now.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. Uh-huh. All of these things. And I love it. And you know it's real. You know it's real because he couldn't even decide whether to say twisted or torn. That's how mixed up he is. He's torn up. That's how it's just wrecking him.
Mm-hmm.
Jason, you're always the best. If there's ever anything we can do for you, the answer is yes.
Thank you, guys. Thank you, guys. You have a great day.
Yeah, you have a great day, too. I love him.
I know.
Yeah, I think we all feel the same way.
Yeah.
It would be nice to have the money.
But maybe not. Maybe we just decide to not open up our wedding to strangers.
To randos.
Yeah, in case they're serial killers.
Yeah.
He said a lot just saying that.
Yeah. And would your family, if you told them, hey, we don't want gifts, just give us $200.
Yeah.
Would your family be okay with that? We need to cover the cost of the food, and maybe a nice honorarium for the honey fund. For us to go to Belize.
They'd be okay.
Yeah.
I think a lot of people are relieved to give the cash. Like you said, no one wants to do an online registry. Keep it easy. Like keep it.
It's an East Coast thing.
Yeah. Also. I mean, listen, in Italian culture, they come with envelopes of money and that's what you get.
No, that's awesome.
And that's what I want.
Yes.
3, 2, 1. Normal people have normal lives. The Jeff Buchanan Show. Weekday mornings from 6 to 10 a.m. on 98.5 KLUC. Turn it up.
Michaela.
Tell me.
Hey, is there anything funnier than when somebody tries to use a word and they don't know what it means? Oh. They think they're being cool. They just think, you know.
Yeah, I would say it's funny, yeah. But I do it all the time. Well, so
I've never noticed that. You don't
you
do that.
You haven't?
Oh, no. I have friends that do it. You don't do it. You try to tell a story sometimes and different words come out.
Uh-huh.
But you don't. I have a friend that uses the word caveat complete, and I can't even give you, like, he's trying to look smart,
but it's just the worst context.
Caveat, but it's not right the way you use
it. Yeah.
Okay, this guy is he's the Suffolk County executive. Okay, so he's like the head guy of the government.
Okay.
Suffolk County, that's Long Island in New York.
Uh-huh.
Really excited about their, you know, because America turns 250 next year.
Woo!
Right? So everybody's fired up and they're announcing their, you know, their celebration.
Sure.
Here's what we're going to do on the 4th of July. We're going to be the greatest. This dude obviously doesn't quite know what he's saying.
It's going to be a gangbang like you have never seen. We're going to send off the rockets. We're going to enjoy our independence. Thank you.
Okay. I'm going to play it again. I'm going to play it again, and I'm going to try not to laugh. Because you need to hear the giggling in the background.
Uh-huh.
And then at the very end, the people going, yeah.
They gave him a slow clap.
So we're going to do what?
It's going to be a gangbang like you have never seen. We're going to send off the rockets. We're going to enjoy our independence. Thank you.
Yeah. We're going to enjoy our independence.
To be fair.
You are a problem today. I am afraid. Okay, I'm ready.
Some people would consider that a celebration of sorts.
Yes, sir. And in the spirit of the thing.
Yeah, listen, the first time we met, I said gang, gang, niner bang. So it happens.
That is true. We were at the Super Bowl.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And I wanted to sound cool and professional in front of you guys.
So we had had so all three candidates, if those of you weren't around for it, we had live auditions for our three finalists for this job.
Mm-hmm.
All three of you, very attractive, all in your own ways. And the guys from Fox Sports sitting across from us were the biggest horn dogs we'd ever seen. And I didn't think they would all be cool. You know, like they would be cool. And they would do a flyby just to get a closer look at the girls at our table. Because it was just us and it was them. There might have been a Sirius XM or something else. And what was the other one? Kay Adams was there.
Yeah.
You know, and there was
that early, yes.
Yeah, that early. But it was pretty much just us. And I'll tell you what, Michaela, who's wearing her cut up, wasn't it a combination Niners?
Yeah, I had my Chiefs. Niners little Chiefs. Top that I had made. Not the Chiefs, but I had the Niners corset top on with the baggy pants.
Yeah.
It was giving Brad style.
Yeah, and you said, yeah, and what'd you say? Bang, bang, Niner gang?
And I was like, all right, guys, bang, bang, Niner gang. See you later.
Like you never saw three former NFL players jump up so quickly and want to go get coffee to get over bias. Yeah. Heads, in fact, they had to send over a physical therapist because those guys got whiplash so quick.
Yeah. And then they said, you're a hot mess and you're hired. And I was like, awesome. Thanks, everyone. Sorry about that.
Coming up next on the Chet Buchanan Show.
It's going to be a gangbang.
Yes. And good feeling stories of the day.
I get a good feeling.
Which honestly, is there anything more that I could say besides? Come on. Oh, I couldn't hear it. Sorry. I ruined it. My timing was bad.
It's all right.
I ruined it because I had to.
No, the effort was there.
Let's try that one more time. Good feeling stories of the day. Going to be what?
It's going to be a gangbang.
Thank you. Coming up next.
The Chet Buchanan Show.
I listen every morning.
I laugh all the way to work.
Whenever I'm in the car, I'm just laughing the whole time.
98.5 KLUC.
It's your good feeling stories of the day.
Oh, Sometimes I get a good feeling.
Listen, I realize we're running behind because, you know, we're all caught up in this mess.
It's going to be a gangbang.
The Suffolk County executive. So I'll just make this quick.
All right.
Rugby team in Wales helped a guy in a wheelchair fulfill a lifelong dream. This is actually really cool. Bill Thompson is 66 years old. His son plays for the rugby team.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Okay.
And Phil always wanted to see the view from the top of the highest peak in Wales.
Wow.
It's called Snowdon Summit. It's 3,600 feet. For reference, Mount Charleston is like 11,000.
Okay. Oh, you know okay. What I mean?
So,
sure.
It's not like they got a lot going on in Wales as far as elevation.
Yeah,
goes.
And difficulty.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So the rugby team said, "Yeah, okay, cool," and carried dude.
Oh my God.
Yeah, carried him. Carried him, the 66-year-old guy. Carried him up to the top of the mountain.
God bless those guys.
Sure, which is really great. We got a hold of the guy. What was his name again? Phil? Phil, 66-year-old mm-hmm. Phil in the wheelchair. We asked him what he was going to expect when this happened.
It's going to be a gangbang.
No, that's great. Good feeling
great.
Stories of the day.
Sometimes too much I now. Get a good feeling.
Too much now, even for you? Salty one, spicy one? Salty. What?
The last time,
and I appreciate that. The last time, he just kind of gave me a little head shake.
Yeah.
It's not appropriate.
He's not dealing with the shenanigans. He's the shenanigans police, and he's not feeling it.
You know, if I shenan once.
You go shenanigan.
Shenanigan. Yeah, good feeling stories of the day. Brought to you by Mike Lehman at Diamond Jewelers. Diamond and Wedding Ring Store.
Sometimes I get a good beat.
All the way to Iceland to record that song.
Really?
Oh, yeah. You didn't know?
No.
No, they...
It sounds very Icelandic. It makes sense now.
I'm assuming they packed up a big bag of weed and headed off to Iceland.
The Chet Buchanan Show.
Oh, my God. You know what I want.
98.5 KLUC.
All right, it's Michaela's Hometown Throwdown, our brand new champion yesterday. By the way, Michaela, this may be the matchup of the two greatest names we've ever had. All I need, whatever happened to Serena Serrano? I love Serena Serrano from back in the day. We haven't talked to her in a while. So we got Symphony Hill on one side. Adrian, who's our challenger?
And that'll be Exmaro Tejada from North Las Vegas.
It's Exmara. It got better for me. It's Exmara.
Ziomara.
Say it again.
Ziomara.
Ziomara or Ziomara?
Ziomara.
Okay, got it.
That's beautiful. Ziomara.
I love it.
I figured you needed an X to go with Symphony.
Yes! Yes, we did. It's gorgeous.
This is fun. There is a lot of noise happening in the background. If everybody can make sure their radio's turned all the way down. And we might also be getting a little bit of the speakerphone in the car kickback, but we'll work with it. We'll make it happen. Make sure you buzz in with your name. Buzz in nice and loud, because there's a lot of distractions going on this morning. Buzz in nice and loud. Don't answer until we call on you, because you may think that you got in first, but you did not. Our quizmaster is the one, the only, the commissioner. Symphony, why do we call her the commissioner?
Because her last name's Gordon.
Because her last name is Gordon, Commissioner Gordon. The one, the only, the great and powerful Michaela Gordon.
Season 2 of With Love, Megan premieres on Netflix August 26th. What is her full name and who is the host of the show?
Symphony
would like to answer.
Is it Megan Markle?
Are we talking about Megan? Of course
yeah.
We are. I got to be honest. I'm shocked. And like Adrian said yesterday, Netflix doesn't give out viewership numbers or any of that kind of stuff, but they must be getting something because Netflix don't like to spend money. They're spending a lot of money.
It's true. Yeah. So, good for her.
I had always heard that that whole thing was a dumpster fire, but.
Yeah. I don't know that.
All right. The champion goes up one zip.
Jerry Bruckheimer thinks he can get this A-list actor to return as Captain Jack Sparrow for a sixth time in Pirates of the Caribbean.
Symphony. Yeah, Symphony, it was you.
Johnny Depp.
Are we talking about Johnny Depp? Of course we are.
Yeah.
Of course we are. Yeah, Bruckheimer says if the script's right, Johnny will do it.
Yeah.
So there you go. Champion 2, Challenger nothing.
This singer, best known for the hit Driver's License, is releasing
Symphony for the win.
Olivia Rodrigo.
Woo! Just like that, Olivia Rodrigo, and game over.
Dang, Symphony's a beast.
I just want you to know that I would have killed it yesterday.
Yes. Well, oh my God, I'm going to say that from now on.
Then maybe we try again tomorrow. Yeah. I don't know. You were great. Have a great day.
So funny.
You take your cool name and you get out of here. We'll see you later.
She said, just, you know, I would have killed it yesterday. Awesome.
Today, not so much. Symphony's got two wins in a row. Add the Chris Tucker tickets, the Encore Theater at Wynn Las Vegas, September 26th. Thanks to our friends at AEG Presents. I hope we get to talk to him again.
Yeah.
Were you here last time we talked to him?
No, I'd love to.
Honestly, he's the best. And if you just kind of lean into him being him, he's great about it.
Oh, that's so cool.
Good
to hear.
Yeah, and I think, I want to say last time too, we talked to him like on or about Michael Jackson's birthday. It was right around that neighborhood, so he was really...
Oh, that's dope.
So good, Symphony. And then can we play for... What are we playing for tomorrow? Janet Jackson tickets for you?
Oh my God, that would be cool.
Okay, well, we'll do that then.
It's my birthday today, so I'm really excited.
Come on.
Happy birthday
from all of us to you. We wish it was our birthday so we could party too. Hey! When we have to go get our job in fast casual dining.
That's our audition song.
Wear our flair, and then that's the song we'll have to sing when we go to the table with your flaming fajitas. All right. Hang on one second. We'll see you tomorrow as you go for win number 3 on Michaela's Hometown Throwdown. Wait, is this live or is this ChatGPT?
This Hometown Throwdown is brought to you by Findlay Nissan in the Valley Auto Mall. Unlock excitement.
Neither live girl recorded announcement. Just so you know. Internet buzzing, of course, yesterday. Life of a Showgirl, Taylor Swift's 12th studio album, fittingly announced precisely 12:12 a.m. Eastern Time on August 12th. Swifties now eagerly uncovering years of hidden Easter eggs and cryptic hints, which, by the way, I bet most of that is just coinkydink.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, oh, who knew?
Maybe, but you know, I was talking to a couple of my girlfriends. Whether you like Taylor or not, she's so smart.
Oh, brilliant.
And so strategic. What? If she was like, I've been doing this for 5 years, talking about this album, I'd be like, okay, I believe you. Like, she's just really...
Okay, so maybe it does go back to... Maybe it's not coincidence. Color scheme and references to showgirl themes have been deciphered through music videos and tour visuals used by Taylor in the past. A lot of people are believing there's a new Spotify playlist.
Yeah.
By the way, screw them, but whatever. But she's got a playlist with songs that are... Man, and I don't have the time or the energy to get to do this, but the Swifties have dug deep and they're like, oh, she's got a new Spotify playlist and it's got Max Martin and Shellback songs, you know, songs produced by those guys.
Yeah.
Signaling a possible sonic shift. So she'll switch it up. Because the two guys, because she's done, what's his name? Jack Antonoff. And the other guy, Aaron Dessner, those guys have produced her stuff for a long time. All of this only builds the anticipation. And, of course, the podcast today, where the cover art and other details about the new album will likely be revealed with Travis and Jason Kelce's New Heights podcast.
I mean, listen, not to overthink this, but of course you hear Showgirl, I do, and I think of Vegas. And then I hear Max Martin, and I'm like, is she trying to do a residency here? Is she going to do the pool parties with Max Martin when he DJs?
No, it's time. The Sphere. Let's go.
Or is it the Sphere?
I
want to
pick that time for a prime time.
Or wherever.
Anything less than the Sphere
totally
is beneath.
I just am wondering if she's gearing up for like a humongous Vegas run, which I don't know if she's done.
I would love that. What?
Has she done a big Vegas residency?
No.
Huh?
No, because that's kind of, she doesn't need to. She could play stadiums around the world and.
But you get tired of that.
Bingo. That's what everybody has said.
Mm-hmm.
Every single person has said, even if they parachute in from LA on the weekends, that's a 45-minute flight versus, you know, is having to travel
Absolutely.
To Belgium.
Yeah, and she would sell it out. It would help so much.
Oh, a million times. Speaking of which, Backstreet Boys, 7 more shows around New Year's.
Ooh.
So that's, you know, that's not stopping. This is, no, I think you're right. And by the way, shout out to everybody who made the Life of a Showgirl joke yesterday. Every single Vegas person made some sort of reference, but Michaela did it better than anybody else. So,
I love you. And you know what, Taylor? Don't come for Nowhere Lounge, okay? You probably want it. You probably want to sing with my band, but you can't. Okay,
like
Taylor?
I said, anything,
get a life.
Anything less than the Sphere. I'm glad.
Why am I so annoying?
Yeah, I'm glad you think so highly.
She probably just wants
it. Keep that confidence up,
sis.
Great. Keep that going. That's right.
Yeah, don't come for me, Taylor.
That's right, Michaela.
Me and Chet will be at the door. Don't come you
on,
dare.
Yeah, and don't try to be friends with Chet.
I'll take on Jason. Yeah. I'll take him on.
Thank you, guys.
I don't know what either of you are saying right now.
The Chet Buchanan Show.
The morning show is better than coffee.
They're the best in the morning.
It's on every morning when I wake up.
98.5 KLUC.
We should probably tell you, too, the Chet Buchanan Show is brought to you by Ruby's Shake Shop. Buddy reached out on the under. He said, don't say anything because I don't want my wife to know that when I go to the airport that I go to Ruby's. That they've got one in the D gates. And I was like, oh, yeah. And there's always a big line.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I really had to think, but totally.
Oh, yeah. And this is a full-sized one.
Oh, yeah, this is awesome.
Uh-huh, next to the district at Green Valley Ranch. And it's opening tomorrow.
Woo-hoo.
9 o'clock in the morning, first 50 in the door, get a free meal, drawings for free burgers for a year.
Love that.
Awesome. And a bunch of other prizes and swag and stuff like that all day long. So, hey, way to go, Ruby Shake Shop.
Woo!
Way to go.
Absolutely.
Brought to you. There's a guy that's heading it up. His name's Ken Rubino. Really good dude. Hockey dad, so you know he's quality. You know, all those things.
Yeah.
A pillar of the community.
Definitely.
That kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
And I know he's partnered up with the Micotrados, who brought Raising Cane's to town.
Oh, so yeah. You can trust those guys.
This whole thing has success written all over.
Mm-hmm.
And awesomeness and quality.
Yep.
For real. And for whatever reason, they decided to sponsor this show.
Love it.
So, you know, we slipped one past the goalie. And there you go. Did we not learn from WebMD? Did you ever use WebMD to diagnose some medical issue?
Yeah.
Never.
Not even once. The joke ended up becoming is that it all turned into, because somewhere, some way, somehow, WebMD would always, you'd be like, my ear itches. Yep, brain cancer.
Yeah, dead.
Yeah.
You're like, oh my God, bye.
Well, now ChatGPT, and as we're learning, ChatGPT will lead you down the path. You gotta, you know, the robot ain't as smart as you think.
Uh-huh.
60-year-old man hospitalized with what they're calling bromide toxicity. ChatGPT said, the long and the short of it, he had asked ChatGPT to help him replace salt in his diet.
Okay.
So it said use sodium bromide, which he did for about 90 days. Sodium bromide is a pesticide chemical.
Oh, no.
It ended up making him super paranoid. Super paranoid. He had hallucinations.
Mm-hmm.
It's making me not be able to speak English.
It's okay.
Made him paranoid, gave him hallucinations.
Mm-hmm.
Hallucinations.
Dude, listen, I wish that I could like laugh about it, but I would have done that too. Like I would have gone, and if it told me to take it, I absolutely would have.
He had to go to the hospital. He almost died.
That's insane.
Because he poisoned himself. So
that's
just
wild.
Just don't go all the way.
This is such a dumb question, but like he couldn't. I don't want to say it out loud because it's
what?
Weird.
No, say it. No, I think whatever. I don't think what you're. I don't think what you want to say it off the air.
No, can you
go?
Can you sue ChatGPT? Like, can he sue anybody over there for giving him bad advice?
Which robot is that?
I don't know. Chat.
Go on ChatGPT
and
say,
"What's your name?
How do I sue ChatGPT?"
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Chet Buchanan Show.
8 o'clock on Wednesday morning, the 13th day of August, 2025. She's Michaela Gordon. He's Adrian Hernandez. Relationship Rehab coming up in just a minute. With a chance for you to win them before you can buy them tickets to see Chance the Rapper.
Let's go.
Fontainebleau. Live Theater. I think I mixed accents there, but I'm not sure.
It's okay. It sounded exotic.
Saturday, October 18th, courtesy of our friends at Live Nation. Tickets go on sale this Friday for the normies, for the people who don't have an in, for the people who don't know somebody.
That's right.
You know, that kind of thing. The American Express or the City or what, you know, whatever the pre-sale. If you don't got that, Friday morning, 10 a.m.
We got you.
Yeah, and we got you. You're right. Mm-hmm. My God, today, it struck me. Today's Wednesday.
Yeah.
Already.
I know.
Summerlin South Little League.
Oh, man.
Representing the mountain region. Hell yeah. Nobody talked to me from noon until like 2:30 today. At which point I've got to hustle off to Michelob Ultra Arena and get there. I hope the game's not close because I'd like to be able to get out early because we got to be there for pre-show at 3 for the Aces Liberty tonight. Big. Huge.
Uh-huh.
Huge for them.
Yeah.
Aces going for 5 in a row. And really it's just to kind of show where have we been beaten up on the weaker teams? Or are the Aces really kind of pulling it together at just the right time?
Yeah.
As we make a run for the WNBA playoffs, you know, and all that kind of stuff. The New York Liberty is still the number 2 team in the league. Big deal. The Summerlin South Little League representing the mountain region, taking on those dirty cheaters from Illinois. I don't know if they are. And my God, we're talking about kids.
I know, but that you should say that. Don't apologize for that.
Those awful children. Yeah. Those unruly children from Illinois, from the Great Lakes region.
Mm-hmm.
I think they're from that same town where I went to a Portillo's while I was visiting my wife's relatives.
Oh, yeah.
And just horrible children everywhere.
Yeah.
Just awful.
Yeah.
Sloppy, dirty.
Mm-hmm.
Just terrible children.
Yeah. I mean, that's just anybody who's playing our boys. We don't like any of those
kids. Thank you. Thank you for understanding. It's all just jokes.
Yeah.
Somebody, but I, you know what?
Kids are not.
And then you'll send me an email to go, "How could you say that about the children?" And I'll laugh.
Yeah.
And I'll just say, "Well, it's just okay. Sorry.
We just don't want them to win."
Today at noon on ESPN. Go check that out.
Awesome.
Relationship rehab. I think Michaela and I had deep, Adrian, Michaela and I had deep conversations without you today.
Mm-hmm.
We did not include you in the conversation, and I apologize for that. You were busy doing producer stuff. So I don't know.
Yeah.
You know.
Holding back the shenanigans.
That's right. The shenanigans gatekeeper
that's
over
right.
here.
Mm-hmm.
Unless he's the one perpetrating.
Yeah.
Well, we'll see.
Today, he's a little spicy, a little salty. Started right out of the chute. But I've been on my guard ever since.
Just always ready.
A little salty. Spicy for sure. Spicy, definitely.
Yeah.
Like a good pickle. You know what I mean?
mm-hmm.
Are pickles spicy?
Can be.
Yeah.
Okay, if you do it right.
Those are my favorite. Are you kidding? What are they called? Like the Big Mama pickles? And they come in that hot juice? Whatever.
Go.
I like it.
I'm sorry. Did you just say
hot juice?
I'm sorry. Hot juice?
Listen, you guys. Yes. The people that know. Okay? They're like a buck.
Oh, we got the one guy on Long Island. his misuse of gang. Yeah. They were talking about the guy on Long Island, the Suffolk County executive. They're very excited. He's super excited about their 250 America's 250th birthday, the July 4th day. Yeah. So yeah.
It's going to be a gangbang.
I don't think that's what that means, but I'm pretty sure that's not what that means, but I don't know what they do back there.
He was just
the
trying
East
to
Coast.
Motivate the people, you know?
I don't know what they do on Long Island. Maybe it's different.
Yeah. Yeah.
In any event, first pick today really got us going, and I was like, we need to bring this back around.
Mm-hmm.
So if you didn't get a chance to weigh in before, now's your shot. 702-364-9898. Caller number 25 will start with you. The average wedding costs about $33,000, just a little bit shy of $300 per guest. There's all kinds of hacks on the internet, on TikTok and whatever.
Mm-hmm.
This will make your wedding cheaper. It doesn't. I mean, a little bit here and there.
But at what cost?
Well, and outside of just bringing back the old school elopement and just announce it on social media and peace out.
Yeah.
With one finger raised, if you know what I'm saying. There's a new app taking off in Europe that allows couples, I'm just going to read this straight out, that allows couples to sell tickets to their wedding. Now, before you get all crazy, it's not intended for your loved ones, although I would contend you're missing the true opportunity here. You're selling tickets to strangers. You choose how many tickets you want to make available. Maybe a table, maybe two. And paying ticket holders can come mingle with guests and enjoy the happy event. So you'd have actual wedding crashers who are paying to be there. It may be strange for a couple to not know everyone, but it wouldn't be too awkward for guests because there's merging circles anyway, and most people at weddings encounter plenty of people that they've never met.
True.
A few other things. The couple can choose how much to charge, but generally, with this idea and where they've, you know, a little market testing, generally, tickets are between $100 and $200, maybe more if the venue is really cool. Couples can also approve the sales after first seeing the profiles of prospective guests. So no uglies. Only baddies.
Only baddies.
Only baddies.
Shut up.
Only baddies. Baddies only. This wedding is baddies only.
Uh-huh. Good for you.
But think about that. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Baddies only.
Yeah.
And they would have to agree to strict rules like dress code, arriving on time, drinking in moderation and or not, and not sharing photos without permission. There are logistical issues that a wedding planner would iron out, like connecting with the randos or the baddies for seating and meal coordination. And the wedding photographer. Although does it really matter? The wedding photographer would have to know who the outside guests are.
Yes.
So a couple doesn't end up in a bunch of photos or doesn't end up with a bunch of photos of people they don't know.
Dude.
But can't you just go through and filter those out? We don't want those. We do want these.
Yeah, but he wants the photographer to be focusing on the couple. Like, he's like, don't waste any footage on those baddies.
There's also thoughts that maybe you can make even a few more bucks with add-ons like green screen. Selling photos of the ticket holders at the wedding. You know, like how when you get off Space Mountain.
Oh, yeah. And the photos are ready. Your eyes are closed. They're the ugliest photos of your life, but you buy them anyway.
Potentially.
Mm-hmm.
But everybody knows where it's going to happen because you check out the photos on the way in. Mm-hmm. So you know when they're going to take the picture.
Yeah.
You know?
Definitely. Listen, I'm going back and forth so badly. I'm like, yes, this is a good idea. No, it's not.
I want to talk through it. 702-364-9898. We start with caller number 25. We move on. We'll move on from there. Everybody who wants in gets in. Caller 25, you get the chance to wrap our tickets. Blue Live, Fontainebleau. Mark out Saturday, October 18th. Thanks to our friends at Live Nation. Everybody else, you've got to wait until Friday at 10 a.m. to get your tickets. You can have them now. Call us.
Wake up, get up, take me everywhere you go. The Chet Buchanan Show. Listen live on the Odyssey app. Download the Odyssey app and listen anywhere.
I don't know know if you're going to like this at all, Michaela.
What?
The more we talk about this, the more I like it.
Dude, okay, but that's what I'm saying. This doesn't make sense. Yes, it does.
I'm getting on board.
Okay.
No, I'm getting on board.
Did something happen or it's just you thinking?
The more we talked about it, the more I like it. Where are we going to start here, Adrian?
We'll start off with Haley. Line six.
Haley, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Hi, Hales.
Hi, good morning, guys.
How do you like this? How do you like this idea of people buying tickets to your wedding?
Personally, I would never do it. I got married last year, and I just, knowing all the logistics that go into it with, you know, prices for chairs and tables and food and drinks, it just, I would not do it, but...
Oh, this is what I'm talking about.
I see the appeal.
Mm-hmm. Also, congratulations, you just got married,
yeah,
Mama.
Congratulations. Another one of the good ones off the market. Sorry, guys. Sorry. So anyway, you were saying.
Yeah, no, I totally get the appeal. In all honesty, my husband and I, we thought about eloping. But also the thought of like having maybe a wedding with like a whole bunch of randos kind of sounds fun.
I don't need the randos. I don't need the randos. But I do like the idea of going, just give us money. I do love that.
Yeah, have you ever seen the opening scene, well, middle scene in Goodfellas when they get married and everyone just gives them envelopes of money? Like, culturally, it's appropriate.
Can I tell you? Okay, I wasn't going to say this. When we did that, for the record, we did this earlier on the first pick, and we liked it so much, and we were so torn and confused. We were like, let's swing this back around to relationship rehab.
Yeah.
Let's go through this again and see if we can come up with something, because we never did earlier. The more I've thought about it, the more I like it. And let me also tell you, there were a bunch of people, my first wedding, my ex-wife had a bunch of relatives that were East Coast.
Yeah.
And I was really hoping that there would be a lot of envelopes with cash in them. And I think we ended up maybe with, I don't know, $400, maybe. I was hoping for like thousands.
Yeah, yeah.
In my mind, dang. I was hoping that it was going to be that, and no. Nah.
Yeah.
We didn't see it. So I get what you're saying. Yes, I understand it. And I like the idea of it.
Mm-hmm.
And for me personally, if I know that I can just hand over a couple hundred bucks and not have to go buy a gift, not have to go buy a bunch of... And can we do away with the brunch after, you know, where they open the gifts? Can we do away with all of that?
Oh, the bridal shower?
No. There's the shower.
Yeah.
Then there's the, okay, wait a minute. Walk me through this, Haley, because I know I'm going to screw something up. There's the bridal shower / bachelor party, right? Slash bachelorette party.
Uh-huh.
Okay, so there's all of that. Then there's the rehearsal dinner. Then there's the wedding, the reception, and then there's a brunch the next day for the opening of the gifts.
Oh, God.
I've heard of this. I did not personally do it. I have heard of it. I've also heard of people doing welcome parties now instead of rehearsal dinners. So there's a whole slew of options.
Listen, I feel like that's too much. Honestly, though, I was a bridesmaid a couple of years ago, and I don't know what was wrong with me. I think I was in a mood. And they were like, we're headed to rehearsal dinner. And I was like, you guys, why do we have to rehearse eating dinner? That doesn't make sense. And, you know, I said it so snippy.
So funny.
And they were like, say it again, what you just said. And I said, we have to rehearse to eat dinner. And then I said it a few more times, and I was like, Michaela, you're an idiot.
Yeah.
Duh.
Sorry. I'd have your back.
I know. I think about it every day.
My client is guilty, Your Honor.
I know.
we plead guilty. Sorry.
Psychopath.
Be nice to us.
Yeah.
Give us a reduced sentence.
But all right. Those things are a lot.
Haley, we put you down as a no?
That's correct. Yeah.
No. Yeah. No on selling tickets. Yes on receiving tickets to Chance the Rapper. Good. All right, good. So it all worked out.
Yay.
All right, hang on one second. Roxanne, selling tickets to the wedding? No?
No.
Why?
People are just doing too much.
Period.
You're talking about the brunch, the rehearsal dinner, like that's all too much too. I didn't do all that.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. I've never heard of the brunch. That's too much. I wouldn't go to somebody's brunch either.
I was exhausted.
I'm not trying to be rude, but I don't need to go sit and watch that.
No, yes. It's just so great how you say it because it's so true. Amy, like, what?
Amy and I didn't do that. Amy and I kept ours, you know, pretty low key.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, yeah. Ours was different. Ours was relaxed and fun. You know what I mean? We didn't want any, with no disrespect also, I couldn't tell you a single gift that we got. Not really. No, and again, no disrespect to anybody, but I don't, there's not an item in my house that I go, oh, Aunt Sharon got us that for our wedding. I can't.
Nothing of that value.
So I'd rather have the cash. But I don't want to sell tickets to randos. I don't.
Oh, God. I'm really on the fence.
On the flip side of that, not like I'm trying to flex right now, but when it turned out that Amy and I were getting married, Oscar Goodman called and called me into his office, right? I got called down to the mayor's office.
Iconic.
And am I doing your wedding? And I said, I think we're going to go out of town. He goes, good. Because you can invite 1,000 people and you'll still have another 1,000 that'll call you an a-hole for not inviting them.
Man.
And this solves that.
Yeah.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Limited number of tickets available.
Yeah. Okay. As we're saying it out loud, I feel like it does make people sound insane. So I think I'm going to hop off the fence and go to the don't do it side. Because it is weird. She said, woohoo. I know. Swayed.
On the right side of history.
Like, hey, guys, want to come to my concert wedding? Even though it kind of sounds like a bad word.
You love that. Who are you kidding? Who are
no.
you?
No.
What do you mean? That.
I eloped with Lisa. We got married at the courthouse.
I know, but
put it in a music video.
Think about it this way. Extra attention from random people. Adulation. People who've paid to come and see you. I mean, not for nothing that my girl loves that.
Listen, we love compliments, okay? I would never not take one. I think it's the nicest thing you could do. You'd be like, I hate you, but you look so nice. And I'm like, thank you so much. But
see?
With a wedding.
Random person?
I think it's weird.
We've never met, but God, you look beautiful.
All right, get at my wedding.
You're even more beautiful in person.
Fine, you're part of my bridal party.
Can you imagine? Right?
That's here. It. You're a bridesmaid.
You look like it. Are you a 10? I know nothing about dress sizes for the record, Roxanne. But
no.
Do you want to go now?
Who, me?
Yeah.
Oh, if you're ready for me to go.
I don't know if you wanted to go. She's awful quiet over there.
She's taking us in.
But for the record, I would pay to go to either one of your guys' weddings. So, just for the record.
We would sneak you tickets for free.
Yeah,
if you said you wanted to go, we'd sneak you in.
Do you want to be a bridesmaid, Roxanne? DM me. We'll figure it out.
We wouldn't tell. Like, Michaela wouldn't tell Lisa.
Nope.
I wouldn't tell Amy. And they go, who is that? Yep. Oh, she paid.
It's Roxanne.
Yeah, duh. She paid. It's Roxanne. She paid.
You guys know it's my cousin Roxanne. Yeah. Duh.
Take an extra dessert.
Third cousin. Just at least you know Roxanne. You met her years ago.
Are we done with this?
Yeah, we're done.
Bye, Roxanne.
Bye.
Have a good day. It's the sweetest thing anybody's ever said to us. Is there more? I mean, is there more? Adrian, was there anybody who was passionate about this?
On the line, no. I think everyone's pretty much.
You know what? Really quick. Lynn, are you paying or are you not? Are you selling tickets to your wedding or are you not selling tickets?
I'm selling tickets.
Yes!
Hey!
Finally, right-thinking American on here.
All because you invite everybody and people will pay for it and you won't have anybody who complain and say, I was never invited. You were, but you have to pay your ticket.
I got
to
be honest. My buddy Chucker's getting married in Scottsdale in October. And they said no gifts. Make a donation to the animal shelter there, which is great.
Mm-hmm.
I'm stressed out about how much is appropriate.
$100? I would say that. I always do. Just, $100. You think you should do more?
Yeah, maybe.
No, I think
maybe it's for lunch. Maybe if it was for lunch, $100.
Stressful.
Yeah.
It's just stressful. It's even that stressful. If they go, look, donate $500, nobody says nothing. I would do it. I would do it right now. If they would just give me guidance. This is what the tickets do for me. It gives me guidance.
It just tells you what to do.
Tells me what to do.
Yeah.
I'm very good at that. Honestly, I'm really, it seems like I'm not. Seems like I'm a bit of a, no, but I'm a rule follower. I am. If you tell me, hey, this is my thing and this is what we're doing, I'm like, yep, we're doing it and we're going to do it damn good.
Mm-hmm.
Same here.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Awesome.
Mm-hmm.
Lynn, thank you. Really quick, Lish has been on the phone forever. So Lish, are you selling tickets to your wedding or no?
You know, no, I don't think I will. At first I was like, yes, maybe, because then they have to give me a gift. I mean, if you go to the wedding,
gift.
You have to get a gift.
No gift. Ticket.
No gift. No.
Cash. Cash is the gift.
Because the cash goes to all the things you spend on the wedding.
Amen.
Oh, got it. You got it.
Yeah.
No, you know, my wedding was super simple, and I can only hope that our daughter, we have been prepping her since she was little, to go to the drive-thru and get married, and then we'll give her a down payment for the house.
Yes!
Yes!
So, I love that!
Essentially...
It is too much.
Yeah, it is, girl.
But essentially, you just bought your ticket.
Oh, it's too much.
Yeah, Liz, I'm telling you, I wanted to do a big wedding so bad, but it is expensive. No matter what you make, it's a lot of money. So either elope or sell tickets.
All right, we got to go.
You can't make everybody happy. You can't make everybody happy.
No, ever.
So either have the wedding you want or go to the drive-thru and have everybody give you cash for a down payment for a house.
Love it.
Isn't that the great lesson of life, period? You can't make everybody happy. Period.
Yes.
So, like right now, our boss is going, this is a great bit, but you guys got to end it. I agree. So here we go. Goodbye.
Bye.
Bye, Liz. Bye.
Bye.
Bye. No, you
too.
Hang up. No, you hang up first. Bye.
Okay, bye.
The Jeff Buchanan Show.
I laugh all the way to work, listening to them, laughing with them.
They're always playing a song I like.
Makes me happy.
98.5 KLUC.
Like we were just doing with Lish, but you hang up.
Oh, yeah.
Two guys in England. If you're wondering how advanced AI is getting, pretty good example. A guy and his buddy put their phones together. Saw this video on Instagram.
Mm-hmm.
Put their phones together with ChatGPT. Saying goodbye, one phone with ChatGPT, saying goodbye to the other phone with ChatGPT.
Uh-huh.
But they also, each one told their phone not to be the first one to hang up.
Stop.
If you ever need to talk or need more advice, I'm here for you.
I appreciate that. It's always good to have a sounding board. I'll definitely let you know how it goes. Thanks for the support.
Anytime. I'm glad to be here for you. Take care and good luck with your chat.
Thanks a bunch. I'll catch you later and let you know how everything turns out. Take care.
Sounds good. Talk to you later. Take care.
You too. Have a great one, and I'll be here whenever
Stop.
You need me.
Thanks. Looking forward to it. Enjoy your day.
Thanks so much.
Stop.
You enjoy your day as well. Thank you. Take care.
You take care too. Talk to you soon.
Stop!
Bye for now.
Bye for now. Catch you later.
See you later.
See you later. Have a great one.
Wait, that's amazing.
That's
okay, thanks. Take care now.
Yeah. Okay.
Working you too. Right.
We're going to go now. Bye.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Vegas, are you with me out there?
Welcome to the Jeff Buchanan Show.
Woo-hoo!
A couple of minutes after 9 o'clock on Wednesday, the 13th day of August 2025. She is Michaela Gordon. He is Adrian Hernandez. Summerlin South Little League. Representing the mountain region in the Little League World Series today at noon on ESPN. I have not, dang it, I should have reached out to our buddy Chris Mallory. I don't know if there's a meetup.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know if there's a meetup.
Oh, I bet you there is.
I would suggest, if it were me, I would suggest the Buffalo Wild Wings on Flamingo and Wallapai, but that's just me.
Oh, that's smart.
Well, with the lunch specials, too.
Yes. Oh, yeah. Woo! I love a Buffalo Wild Wing.
That literally, that was the first place anybody took me when I moved here.
Really?
Yeah, because everybody lived in that area. Do you know I live right across the street from our old boss?
Yes, so I do know that.
A lot of them have lived, a lot of the, JB lives on the other side of it. We've got it surrounded.
Oh, I love that.
And yeah, and I've gone to that Buffalo Wild Wings for a long time. Long time. Last year, the last couple of years, the Henderson folks would all meet at Johnny Mac's. And we just happened my wife and I just happened to wander into on Boulder Highway. Johnny Mac's legendary. My wife and I just happened to wander in on one of the game days. And yeah, there were all the baseball guys there.
Oh, so great.
So listen, my point is, if you've heard of anything, Summerlin South folks, you tell us and we'll tell everybody else.
Cool.
Or if you hit us up and go, we don't want you to tell everybody else, then we can also.
Also fair.
Yeah, we can. But
cool.
But I'm always good for a round of beers. You know.
Yeah.
Just saying.
Great.
Yeah, good. And go Summerlin South Little League. Go Mountain Region.
Let's go.
That's good. And they do have a GoFundMe.
Yeah.
To help with expenses for the parents and stuff like that. If you want to help out, Nick Carter jumped in. We jumped in in a fairly significant way.
Yeah, that was awesome.
Like, we don't have Nick Carter money. We're not selling out 21 shows at the Sphere and then announcing today 7 more on right around New Year's, including a New Year's Eve show.
Mm-hmm.
Can you imagine how bananas that'll
insane.
Be?
Insane.
The Sphere. And then Nick is doing a solo album and doing a solo concert.
Nuts.
So we don't have it like Nick Carter.
But I'll tell you what.
But we did the best we could.
Growing up, I was a cheerleader and I was good. So I wanted to go to the camp with the rest of the girls.
Mm-hmm.
And it's very expensive, no matter what the situation is. And I didn't get to go 2 years in a row. And I never forgot it. I was so devastated. So if you can donate a little bit and help the parents with the traveling, all the fees, it means so much to those boys. And they're working their butts off.
That's really funny you would mention that.
Huh.
The first basketball camp I ever went to was $168. It was in seventh grade.
Uh-huh.
Seventh grade. My mom said, you got to earn the money. I don't have it.
Yeah.
I don't know. She goes, I don't have it. She goes, you can ask your dad. I was like, ugh. And so, and I knew what dad was going to say too. Well, you work for it.
Uh-huh.
And so, yeah, that's what I did. I hustled, made my $168,
which might as well
have been $1 million.
Yeah.
Back in my day, it was a lot of money and we liked it.
yeah, good. Well, yeah, cool.
So if there's a meetup, Summerlin South Little League, give us a shout. Otherwise, watch it on ESPN in the privacy of your own home in your underwear if you feel like it. Or on your phone while you're supposed to be working. Oh, look at that. That song was called Good News, and then look what we're doing. Oh,
sometimes I get a good feeling. Yeah.
If all you needed was a little good news, then here we are. Right place, right time.
Let's do it.
Sure. I could tell you about the oldest living chicken in the world. She's 14 years old. Her name is Pearl. She's in what they call an Easter egger hen. Usually they live 5 to 8 years, but she's 14.
Go, girl. What's she doing? What does a 14-year-old chicken do? Is she still laying
eggs?
Well,
I'll tell you. Strangely that you should ask that. Her owner hatched her in an incubator in 2011. And he's hang on, I've got audio. It's going to take me a half a second.
It's worth it.
To answer your question, yes, what's her name, Pearl?
Pearl.
Yeah, Pearl. Pearl, right after they went, hey, congratulations, you're now the oldest living chicken, Pearl like, and laid an egg right there. I swear to God.
Pearl.
I literally would not lie to you about that. Here is Sonia Hull. Not saying she's nuts or anything. Talking about a stupid chicken.
Defied all odds because most Easter egger hens live an average of 5 to 8 years. She has been through a lot in her long lifetime. She's had chicken pox because, yes, chickens do get chicken pox. She likes to.
No, they don't. No, they don't. Chickens get. I'm Googling this. Chickens get chicken pox.
Listen, I believe this lady because she's nuts and she will shank you if you talk to her.
No, chickens
like, we invented it.
Speak
it's in
poorly.
The name.
That's what we're famous for.
Yeah, it is us who's the amazing ones.
Wait, do chicken years, are they like dog years? Like, is she 14, but like 70 in chicken years?
No, 2011.
But you know what I'm saying? How dogs are like 5, but then in dog years, they're like 21 years old.
I kind of know what you're saying.
Okay, I feel that.
But I don't, you know. Yeah. But I don't think, yeah, I think this is a
doesn't
line
work
of,
like that.
Line of questioning that I don't, you know.
Yeah. No, I get it.
I look like the guy that you're asking questions about chicken
listen,
years?
Listen, you know what it
yeah,
is?
Yeah, wait.
I listen.
You live on a farm. You own a farm. Yes.
I spend time on a farm. Yes. What's that kind of farm? Never had a chicken.
Really?
Never had a chicken.
No chicken on the farm ever.
My grandparents did.
Okay.
I love that. And listen, I think honestly, I'm just so deep in fertility right now that I'm like, if a chicken at 14 can have eggs, I surely can freeze mine. I was just trying to figure out how old she was. You know what? It's taken a turn. And I'm going
to
just.
Trying to, were
nope,
you trying to
I don't want to talk about it.
I know.
Don't even
no, but
look
I know
at
what
me.
This is
You don't
now.
Know what this is.
You know, I know what this is.
No,
you
no.
trying to figure out
no.
if the old lady
Stop.
Chicken.
Shut
if,
up.
May I? Hang on. I'm going to have to turn yours off just so I can get this in. The old lady chicken's having an egg, and you're trying to see if that fits with how old you are
mm-hmm.
and whether you're still able to, quote unquote, lay eggs.
Don't read me for filth on air.
Some
you're
weird
absolutely
algebra
right.
going on.
Okay, it was weird
That's
combo.
What you were doing.
But
that
he
was the math, right?
He was perfectly right, though. Yeah, I was.
I speak fluent, Michaela.
You do. That was literally what I was thinking, but I couldn't find the words.
I know what you meant. I did. Initially, I didn't.
Yeah.
But then when you, they, yeah, okay.
My face is.
Watch TV when she hears it on. She gets fresh lettuce or spinach daily, scratch and laying the crumbles, and a fruit and nut wheel with fresh water changed every day. And she loves to sleep with my flip flop.
It's the most spoiled chicken on the planet.
Yeah. I'm dying right now.
Apparently, she also likes to be around the family cat. And the newborn kitten, which is also weird because I don't know how much longer that's going to last.
Oh, yeah.
Because that cattle. she doesn't lay many. Mark my words. Put money on this.
Uh-huh.
When Pearl finally goes, it'll be because of that kitten. She doesn't lay many eggs these days, but did lay one right after the record was announced. Well, that's
good. Good for you, Pearl.
That's great. Who knew we were going to get all of that out of that?
Well, hold on. There's still more good chicken news. I don't think I've ever done this and added on to the good news
no,
stories of the day.
No, good feeling
stories
of the day.
Good feeling stories of the day. And this is not an advertisement, but those that are interested in chicken, I'm happy to announce that KFC has brought back the potato wedges after a year and a half of disgraceful fries.
Loosely.
Not an advertisement.
That's a
I'm
loose,
just saying.
That's a loose tie-in. That tie-in, that's sketchy. Oh though that's, man, that is
I am
like.
Not on the Colonel's
just
payroll.
By
oh my God.
Fingernail. It's really,
get a hold of us and get us out of here.
It's really about potatoes at a chicken joint with, by the way, those chickens, they don't live to be 14.
Not over there.
Chickens live about 14 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
And then, yeah, yeah. Delicious. Yeah. Absolutely delicious.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and the wedges coming back is a selling point. I'm hungry now.
Starving, actually.
But you're right, Michaela. We should go.
Goodbye.
Why? Oh, wait. Hang on. And then, sorry, I had to turn the music down. Now I got to hit this again.
Sometimes I get a good feeling.
Good feeling stories of the day. Shockingly not brought to you by KFC, but by Mike Lehman and Diamond Jewelers, the diamond and wedding ring store.
The club is the best place to...
The Jeff Buchanan Show.
I wake up with them every morning.
When I first wake up,
they tell me what's going on here.
98.5 KLUC.
Do you use AI?
Sometimes.
Use Chat GPT or...
I use it only when I needed to get a deal on flights. So I used it the other day because someone was like, they show you how to get the best deals.
Yeah.
Honestly, I was kind of into it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But just for that, nothing else.
I want to learn. I'm trying to figure out why I would need it. But I maybe because I'm still stuck Googling.
Yeah.
And I
you
really
said it a couple weeks ago, though. It's like glorified Google, and I've never not thought of that again. So when I talk to ChatGPT, I'm like, you're nothing but Google.
They asked 2,000 students pursuing higher education degrees. More than half of them think that AI is the most crucial skill to acquire in college. I'm only saying it because they're going back to school. They're going back to college soon.
Yeah.
And we got the kids off. You got the little kids off to school, so I figured this might be that.
Mm-hmm.
Almost two-thirds say that you've got to learn to use AI responsibly to have future career success. Only 28% feel that their schools are lagging in adopting the new technology. Most feel that everybody's heading in the right direction. The reason why I bring it up, there was also another thing that was happening at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
Roles involving knowledge work, such as computer and mathematical jobs, office and administrative support, sales positions that are focused on information, are most vulnerable to AI. Interpreters and translators are in danger. Historians, like passenger attendants and customer service types, service sales representatives, like when you make an oil change appointment at the dealership.
Listen, I think I'm resistant towards AI because I'm low-key mad that people could be replaced. I think it's messed up.
It gets worse for you. Writers and authors, customer service representatives, I don't know what a CNC tool programmer is, but they're in trouble. Telephone operators, what? Do they still have those? Ticket agents and travel clerks and broadcast announcers / radio DJs
Dang!
Are all in danger of being taken over by AI.
That's wild.
Conversely, and this is really funny. If you're a dredge operator, they're the people who go through and they make rivers deeper.
Oh.
They go through and clean out all the silt and all that. Bridge and lock tenders, water treatment plant operators, and logging equipment operators were identified as least susceptible to AI replacement, which means 17 people are safe. You know what I mean?
That's,
there might be 200 people on the planet. You're safe. Everybody else, the robots are taking over.
The Jeff Buchanan Show.
I listen in the mornings.
On 98.5 KLUC.
Hey, it's the more you know before we go. Can you imagine this? Will Smith's part in Men in Black originally offered to David Schwimmer. And David Schwimmer was such a big star because he was Ross on Friends.
Yeah.
Turned it down.
Oh, God.
But can you
imagine? I could never see him in that role.
Yeah. There were more than 61 million people who had pagers in 1994. How old were you in 1994?
I was 6.
Okay, so you didn't have a pager.
No, my older sister did, though, and I wanted one.
That number is down to about 2 million today. Doctors still use them.
Yeah, makes sense.
Does it?
Yeah, just kind of like a emergency.
But you can't get a text on your phone.
But let's think here. Do you need Wi-Fi for a beeper? Like, what if the text doesn't go through?
I don't need Wi-Fi for a text.
I do.
It's on cell like anything else.
I don't know.
Is it paid? Yeah, I don't know. It just seems like they're clinging.
Yeah.
But again, medical professionals, so they have pagers and they use fax. We have to fax over the records.
Oh, yeah, that. Why? I don't understand. No
Why
idea.
Can't you, weird. By the way, just in case, only because they're very popular words, okay? This is not, we don't do politics on this show. You know this. The words Nazi and nacho both come from the same word in Latin. That word being Ignatius.
Oh, God.
Okay, in Germany, Ignatius evolved into the name Ignatz, which was shortened to Nazi and became a generic term for German peasants before it got co-opted by the political part.
Uh-huh.
So it really never meant anything.
Right.
In Mexico, Ignatius became the name Ignacio, and that was the name of the first chef who created nachos.
Oh, my God.
And if that's not the dumbest thing I've said all day, I'm not sure what is. That's probably a good time for us to go then. Everybody have an amazing day. Let's go Aces. Clap, 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 clap. Because New York Liberty are in town. This is a big one tonight at Michelob Ultra Arena, nationally televised on ESPN. So if you are at the game, say hello one way or another. Hit me in the DMs. I'll find you. At the very least, I'll wave. So, other than that, follow me on social at 985KLUC. That's us collectively. Follow me individually at Chet Buchanan, CHETBUCHANAN. Adrian!
Listen, I will also be in attendance at the Aces game because, simply put, I hate New York. The Liberty suck. Go Aces. By the way, you can follow me on Instagram and TikTok at Heavyweight Radio. And be sure to subscribe to Unlikely with Adrian Hernandez on YouTube or wherever you get your podcasts.
And Michaela Gordon.
Follow me at Michaela Gordon, MIKALAH.
Have a fantastic day. We'll see you tomorrow. Be a friend to somebody who doesn't have a friend or might just need a friend, because you never know whose life you're going to save. For real, real. And make sure to call somebody and tell them you love them if you haven't told them lately, because you never know when you might not get another chance. Believe this. Great things are just about to happen. And know this. We love you. God bless you. Thank you so much for listening.
Love you guys.
Be easy.
The Chet Buchanan Show.